What? There we go. 105.7 KPMX. It's 9:09. Seems like every Monday I have to come in and train myself how to do my job again. Joining me in the studios, Derek Boroff, the Veterans Services Officer for Logan County. Wow.
Rough weekend for you.
Not really, though. It was a lovely weekend. It was a wonderful weekend. Had a lot of fun and met my daughter's boyfriend's parents. That was kind of fun. Yes. Got to break bread with them. That was a lot of fun. Anyway, that has nothing to do with what our topic is today, which we haven't even got around to yet.
No, that's fine. It's flu season, so... You know, we're going to talk about getting your shot with the flu season.
Okay.
So if you're a registered vet with the VA, with the Veterans Health Management System there, and you're enrolled, get your shot.
Okay.
And I believe you can get your shot through community care too. If you're receiving community care through the VA, so you don't have to drive all the way up. They will just get with your doctor and get your shot here in town.
So follow-up question.
Yes.
So. The community care is an enrollment thing, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, you have to enroll through the VA. You have to be enrolled through the VA Veterans Health in the Cheyenne Regional, and then they'll do a community care. You just ask for community care, and then they will check with the doctor that you're... most of the doctors here in town, I believe, UC Health and both Banner take VA.
Okay.
And then they will have that referral, and that referral will be good for a year.
Okay.
To get your care here, and then, but if they you have to be careful with that, because if your doctor refers you to a specialist, got to make sure you get that approval and that referral from the VA as well. And your doctor should be able to get that through the VA and work with the VA to do that, since they are community care networked with the VA. They're the ones that should be doing that, but you need to make sure you ask and do that to get the referral. So think of the VA as your insurance company, is like to tell people.
Okay.
And you know how the doctor has to get approval for a referral sometimes to a specialist through the insurance company.
Gotcha.
And make sure you get that referral to a VA referral to a VA specialist that also takes VA insurance. You know, the VA can take that, so that they work with them. So that's how I like to explain it to vet, is your VA is your insurance. You're getting community care through Banner, UC Health, or any other doctor in the area that is taking care of that with the VA. And same thing too. Just make sure that they're aware of it. And there's all it's just communication. Communication. And it's great. You can use the VA app for that. And,
okay.
Direct. What I like to do is I use direct messaging for those ones that are phone savvy, smartphone savvy, and do that. Or you can also just call your VA community care, leave a message, or just go through. But your doctor should be taking care of that and getting that referral for you. So press them to get with the VA community care, because they have numbers that they can get directly to get that in a speedy time frame.
Okay.
So just push your doctor to do that, because your doctor has to go through insurance too,
you know,
and do that and deal with them. So it's the same thing. So it's not any different. Just treat the VA as your insurance, which they are. And
but if you're signed up for community care, that's a yearly thing that you have to
Yeah, every year you have to redo to get the referral for the year.
But once you have, you're good to go.
It's just sending a note or having your primary care physician send that off, send that to for the referral too. They're the ones working with the VA too.
Gotcha.
So have their office. That's what those ladies in the office do.
All right.
They're behind the counter. They have people that work with insurance, work with VA and stuff like that. And if they're going to do that, then they have to work with VA and not yourself, but they do. But you do have to be your own advocate. You know, you're your own first responder. You're your own advocate. You can't expect other people and assume they're going to take care of it. You have to make sure you ask questions, communicate, direct, do, drive your health. Drive your health. I always an advocate of that. Even when you're not VA and you're just with your Medicare doctor or through your insurance, through your work, drive your care. That's you. You're your own first responder, your own first, I'm a real advocate about doing that and communicating. You can't communicate enough, especially in this day and age.
That's absolutely true, especially when it comes to your health.
Exactly.
Because it's you only get one shot at this life, so you know, treat yourself well. And again, if you are a veteran and you don't know if you qualify, it's as simple as either calling my guest in studio or calling the VA.
Yeah, calling the VA, the VHA. So yeah, definitely Cheyenne Regional Center, you give them a call.
All right.
And do that, you get the number from me.
So. Okay. What else we got today?
Other than that, the VA has been doing a little bit. It looks like they're getting caught up on some claims, and some claims are coming a little quicker. And they've done over $1.1 million for the PAC Act this year. Just to give you perspective, I think it's even more than that. I'll have to get the numbers for our next time we visit, the new numbers for the quarter. Just to give you perspective, they did about just shy of a million all last year.
Wow.
So in April, they got up to 1.1 just for this year.
Holy smokes.
And they do work the January to December 1 year fiscal year, the VA, because they're government and stuff like that. I know some state, like the state government, works like mid-year to mid-year.
Yeah.
June to July, something like that. Yeah. Something like that.
Weird.
So that's what we do. Yeah. That's what we do too. I have to get used to that fiscal year for my budget purposes and stuff, and my reporting to the VA and stuff. But yeah, they work on a yearly, just like the rest of the government, I think, does. But
cool.
But yeah, they're doing a good job. We're getting good results. Record number of approved ratings and increased ratings and whatnot. So definitely, if you have a rating that you need to be increased, or you believe a disability that's gotten worse, and you're already connected, those are good ones to put in for an increase, because we just have to have the document evidence of it getting worse, because you're already connected. We don't have to prove anything as far as service connection, nexus. You're already service connected. If you have a disability that's getting worse, and we can increase those, definitely come talk to me, come see me, we can look at it. There are some disabilities that are maxed out at 30 or 40%. They don't go any higher than that. So there are some of those that do that. We can't put an increase for those. But we don't know until you ask. So you need to come and talk to me. We can look at it, and we can go over it. So,
all right. Easy to do. Just get a hold of the Logan County Veteran Service Officer, my guest, Derek Boroff. And to do that, just go to LoganCountyColorado.com or whatever the website is. You can go to their Facebook page as well, and you can find all of that
connection information. And you can just give me a call at 970-520-5876. And you can stop by my office. I take walk-ins as well, as long as I'm not in an appointment. I prefer appointments because my appointments can take a while.
Sure.
And give that vet that that time necessary that they need to go over some stuff in order to have a successful appointment, a successful claim rating and stuff like that, and you know, get all the information. You'd be surprised when people come in and talk to me how we're, you know, I just came in to put in this kind of rating, you know.
Yeah.
And we find out, you know what, you qualify for a lot more than you think just by talking and having that conversation. And you know, it's just through casual talking and communicating what they did, what they're, you know, what they've been going through and stuff like that. And so you find out a lot. Next thing you know, we're putting in, you know, four or five different different ailments that they may qualify for that are very possibly connected to their service connection that they weren't aware of. So yeah, definitely come in and give me, you know, I love talking with vets. That's what I love doing. This is what I like doing, and I just want to help you out and help vets do it. And sometimes we're successful, and you know, sometimes we're not. It's unfortunate, but we do our best. And
well, the answer's always no till you ask.
Exactly. Let them, you know, I'm not the gatekeeper. I'm hopefully the gate opener, and right. Let people in. And, you know, I would help every vet if I could, if it was up to me, but it's not. There's definitely a process, and I will help you navigate that and hopefully come out with a good positive outcome.
Awesome stuff. Derek Boroff, my guest. Keep up the good work, and we'll check in with you in a couple of weeks.
You bet. Thank you, Andy. Appreciate it.